This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies. For more, visit csis.org.
My name is Richard Downey. I'm a fellow here at CSIS on the Africa program, and I'm really pleased to have with me here Kenya's Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs, Honorable Mutula Kilonzo. Welcome.
Asante. Thank you very much.
So, Minister, right now the people of Kenya are getting the chance to read through and digest the proposed new constitution for Kenya. Could you just briefly explain, in your mind, the significance of this constitution?
It is a border turning point for the country. First of all, on human rights, it is a fundamentally improved bill on human rights that you also cannot touch, because even though at independence we had a Bill of Rights, it was interfered with through legislation and malpractices. But this bill, to change, you need to have a referendum. So it's a very advanced Bill of Rights. We have also created a government structure, leadership structure, that is very clear, executive presidency, who is checked by institutions like parliament and the judiciary. For the first time, a president of Kenya can be impeached. He's no longer above law, and so on. We have also improved the legislature dramatically, above all by empowering women. The Senate will have 50% women, 50% men, and we have also locked in 47 women in the lower house, that is the National Assembly, for 20 years, so that we can give them an opportunity to get to terms with electoral practices, and then that will be retired. We have reformed the judiciary dramatically. All judges will be recruited transparently through competitiveness. Vacancies must be advertised. We have created a judicial service commission of my dreams as a lawyer, because it has the power to discipline judicial officers. Routine discipline, which does not require removal. Right now, the Constitution, whenever you differ with a judge, the only thing you can do is to ask the president to set up a tribunal for his removal. If he comes drunk, if he's disorderly, if he doesn't write your judgment, if he is rude, there's absolutely nothing that you can do. Right. We have reformed dramatically the police. Up to now, our police reports to politicians, giving rise to the misconceptions, misunderstandings, and often warranted accusations like extrajudicial killings and things like that. We have now removed them completely, both arms of the police, the administration police and regular police, from reporting to politicians. They will only be answerable to parliament.
Great, so it's a huge, wide-ranging document. So people have a lot of information to take in the next few months as they consider this constitution. And then they'll have the chance in the summer, in August, to vote yes or no in a referendum. Mm. How confident are you that that the yes vote will prevail in this constitution process?
I don't have a doubt, because the alternatives are unimaginable. The current constitution, even with its strengths and weaknesses, brought us to our knees in 2008. There was no reason whatsoever for Kenyans to kill each other, for the atrocities that occurred, rape, murder, and so on, except for constitutional failure.
Let's talk briefly about one of the other big issues in your department, your inbox, as it were. You've just had the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Luis Moreno Ocampo, in Kenya during the past week, gathering evidence with a view to prosecuting some of those ringleaders that were involved in the violence which followed the 2007 elections. Mm. Are you pleased that the ICC is getting involved in this process, or would you rather the Kenyan courts had been able to deal with the aftermath of this violence?
I'm afraid I can't say I'm pleased or displeased. The law is the law. It must be followed. Kenya ratified the Rome Statute on 5th March 2005. Thereafter, in 2008, we domesticated it expressly by a statute we are calling the International Crimes Act. It's not for me to like or dislike. And that is my argument even in Rome during the Human Rights Council. I told them, for Kenya to cooperate with the ICC, it's not a favor to the ICC. It's a legal obligation. And therefore, personally, I'm delighted that Ocampo is in Kenya, because I have personally sought to establish a local tribunal. Ultimately, like the U.S.'s position, the responsibility to try crime committed in a country rests with that country's government. It should never, ever be transferred to another foreign state. And that is why the ICC has got the principle of complementarity, the Rome Statute, meaning the first opportunity is always of the government of the day to perform its function. But should there be a weakness, a failure of the judicial institution or other institution responsible for investigating or prosecuting, then that is only when ICC comes in. I personally took an enormous risk in fighting for Ocampo to come to Kenya, and the ICC have been threatened. My wife was threatened. My son was threatened. But, you know, you live only one life. And I prefer that the Kenyan people get a sense of justice, however limited it is.
Right.
Partly because out of my own research, visit to the ICC, I'm satisfied. They can only try a few people. Mm-hmm. The bulk of the perpetrators of this violence will remain the responsibility of Kenya.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Let's finally just look ahead and think a little bit about what we can do, what Kenya can do to prevent any fresh outbreak of violence when the next presidential elections come around in 2012. How does Kenya rid itself of this
reform?
Reform. Yep.
I'm afraid the world must know that the secret is reform. Mm-hmm. To create a judicial system that enjoys the trust of the Kenyan people, so that, as in all human activity, should a dispute arise over elections or anything else, whoever feels aggrieved can go to the courts and resolve the dispute. I think the secret is just reform.
Reform. Mm. Good. On that note, I'll thank you for your time,
thank
Minister,
you
and
thanks
for your time here God and your visit
you.
To
thank
CSIS.
You
thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more content, visit csis.org.